So far, the only explanation from the mayor is in a written statement that Castile is leaving to pursue other opportunities. In her own written statement, Castile said she made a one-year commitment to serve and fulfilled it.
We knew up front that Colleen was making a one-year commitment to the city of Pensacola, and we're so glad we had her for the year we did. This was absolutely the timeline that she had given us up front.
Tamara Fountain is the new chief operations officer. Neither Castile nor Mayor Hayward were available for comment. Castile is back at her permanent home in Tallahassee, while Hayward is attending a League of Cities meeting in Fort Lauderdale. Taking Castile's place for now is Dick Barker, the city's chief financial officer.
He will continue as our CFO, but he has also added to his plate administrative oversight for police, fire, Pensacola International Airport, the Port of Pensacola, and Pensacola Energy, assistant city administrator, who is Mr. Eric Olson. He will be managing operations.
Colleen Castile was named interim administrator in July of 2013. Bill Reynolds was fired after a state attorney report found he had leaked confidential personnel information. Castile took the job at the mayor's request.
She knows how to bring people together, and it was unique because I was talking to Colleen about a number of issues, and I reached out to her and I said, hey, why don't you come over and help us out? You'd be terrific for the interim, and I know you don't want anything permanent right now, but most importantly, you could help the city find a permanent.
Prior to joining the Hayward administration, Castile was Secretary of the Florida Department of Environmental Protection and later the Department of Community Affairs, both under Governor Jeb Bush. She also ran a private consulting firm in Tallahassee. During her tenure, Castile played a role in a number of city projects, the planned hatchery at Bruce Beach, new food vendors at Pensacola International Airport, and attracting ST Aerospace and its 300 jobs to Pensacola.
Under the current proposal, the county has in concept agreed to allocate 25% of those funds to us when both the lease and the interlocal agreement have been completed, and the remaining funds would be available in three additional draws pending proof of expenditure of the first 25%.
Castile said ST Aerospace is also expected to enter into an agreement with Enterprise Florida, the state's economic development group.
We believe that construction will take approximately 18 months, and construction will begin as soon as everybody gets the leases done. That lease will have to come to you for approval, and we are anticipating that in March.
During a stormwater symposium held last month, Castile delivered the city's presentation. She said engineering and drainage impact studies were underway and concentrating on the areas that were hit the hardest by the flooding in late April.
What we consider the bottom of the hill in our community, and that's downtown, the Aragon area, the Long Hollow and Gillimard. And then we also have a study at the Piedmont area, which was the first time that's been flooded in, I think, probably since its development.
There's no set time frame for hiring a permanent city administrator. Spokeswoman Tamara Fountain says they knew this day was coming and a transition plan had been put into place and now into practice.
There's not going to be any kind of effect to services or to our entities or our enterprises. Everything was done with a lot of oversight and a lot of thought. So we have gone ahead and divided up the responsibilities, and that way we'll have a nice smooth transition.
Another area not thought to be affected by the shuffling of staff is Mayor Ashton Hayward's reelection campaign. He faces Donna Clark in the November 4th general election. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.